Listen up, Australia. He's not here. He's not here. He's off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch. So we've got some best bits for you. This is Malloy's Rostered Week.
No, I'm tipping he's on the couch at home in his tracksuit pants and a T-shirt that's probably inside out that he doesn't even realise. Our man Mick is back on Monday, the return of Malloy. This is the Rostered Week off. Some big stuff coming up for you this afternoon. Big guests too. Will Anderson is going to join us. He's a cool uncle, apparently. More on that soon. Ross Noble, gee, the heavy hitters of the comedy world. Ross Noble will be here in just a moment as well. And we'll be taking your calls on what would you wear to your open casket. That's coming up a little later. Let's get into it. It is the Malloy Rostered Week Off Wednesday edition right here, right now. Day by day, it's Powderfinger. Also, the Foo Fighters with Generator on Triple M. You're listening to Malloy. It's the Rostered Week Off. Mick back live in the studio next week, Monday. Hey, thanks for tuning in, wherever you might be listening around Australia. Maybe you're listening through the Listener app. Have you downloaded that yet? It's a great way to stay in touch with the show. Listener, and that's ListNR. Wherever you get your apps from, tune in, get amongst it. All right, let's hear from the great Ross Noble, who's been doing a lot of shows as part of the comedy festival scene.
Festival season in the Big Brown Land, which we love. You're just coming off a triumphant series of shows in Adelaide. Did Adelaide have the vibe?
Oh, my God. It's like nothing happened in Adelaide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're just... He's going around licking each other's eyes. That's how they greet each other there now.
Is that a greeting in Adelaide?
It is, yeah.
They come here.
Yeah. La, la, la. In the eyes. They just don't care. Oh, that's me. Sorry, that was just...
You've just been heckled by your watch.
It was. I was actually heckled by my wife. So that's on the phone. It connects to my watch. Mm. The eldest child's going to a sleepover. Good to know.
Thanks for telling the rest of the country.
I'm like Dick Tracy when I'm being informed. I do apologise.
Well, that's okay. That's where would he go for a sleepover? Yeah. Do you know which friend or...?
I do, but I'd rather not announce it on the radio.
Would it be one of your good friends or would it just be a random?
No, it's one of our best friends.
That ever happened in your live show? Have you ever had that?
Oh, yeah, no. I keep forgetting.
Because
that's in the dressing room. Mm. And yeah, a couple of times it's gone bzzz like that and I've looked down. The wife's organised.
It happens a lot. If it happens on a film set, you know, it's an automatic, it's a slab. So you get slabbed.
No,
so if your phone goes off, film sets, even more so than what we do, if you're standing around, usually take an hour to light.
That's right.
Everyone to learn their lines. Yeah. Someone's out of focus. So if you get a good take and someone's phone goes off, you slab every member of the crew.
Oh, no way.
It's
expensive.
It gets expensive. So for you, it's just me and Dave, really.
Rick Lane, we like.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm glad they're a sponsor.
So Adelaide, good.
Oh, yes, yes. So what I was going to say was, is in Adelaide, they've all got these little electronical scooters. You have an app on your phone. I swear to God, I was in Adelaide for a month. That watch there, that fancy watch you're just talking about, I do 4 steps a day. There's no need to walk anywhere.
Straight on the scooter.
Straight on the scooter. But incredibly slow.
Where do you get the scooter from?
So they're just scattered around the place.
So it's a random scooter?
Just a random scooter.
How do you access it?
On your phone, there's an app, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't got shares in this. I'm not selling the idea.
No, I'm just
interested. But everyone's just like, you get in and then you take the scooter and you leave it where you want.
Right.
But the thing is,
what's the furthest you can take a scooter?
It depends how there are exclusion zones.
Right.
And it turns out if you hit one of them exclusion zones, it kills the motor.
Oh, no kidding.
I know this. It's GPS'd. So I do this in my golf cart. If you at your golf club, you've got a golf cart and you're not supposed to take them off the fairways.
Right.
But I hit a fairly wild ball. And I need a four-wheel drive. I'm looking for my golf ball. Bear Grylls. You end up drinking your own urine after about 8 hours.
He does it at the drop of the hat. I swear if you went out for a drink with Bear Grylls, what can I get? I'll find it.
He's got it in the fridge.
I'll wring my socks out. That's what he says. It's like a hip flask to him.
But yes, and that is, if you take it off the fairway, bang, the whole thing shuts down.
Wow.
So these things, you and me couldn't go to Adelaide and go on a road trip. We couldn't get those scooters
and see how far
and drive back to Melbourne.
Nope, tried it. But everyone's on them. They've got dirty handles. They don't care about the COVID. Yeah. But the other thing as well, they accelerate very slowly.
Right.
So I stopped at the lights. And there were some people next to me.
Yeah.
And he went, "All right, Ross." And I went, "Hey." And I thought, I don't want to stop and have a bit of a chat or anything.
Yeah.
I went, "Yeah, good to see you." And he's like, And I went, all right, bye-bye. And they're just, and then I was just next to them. It was
can you hook up with others and form like a peloton?
You know what? You actually can.
There's we could have like a biking game.
There's a thing on this. There's two different sources, but there was one. Group ride, where you literally.
What are you talking about?
Well, instead of just unlocking one scooter, can I just ask a question? Are we still on the radio?
Yes, yeah, yeah, we are.
But what I love is that people
no
going...
No one's listening to this anymore.
Here comes Mick and Ross's gang.
Oh.
And we come down, there's about, like, in a phalanx. Like, in a...
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
On bikes, in leather jackets.
Right.
Hello, girls.
Still love that man so much. Talking Heads burning down the house. You're listening to Triple M. It is Malloy. It's the rostered week off. That says that Mick's not here in studio, although we'll get to hear his voice in a moment. And we get him to berate young James, our assistant producer here, who did something, well, un-Australian. Let's find out.
Yeah. So imagine this scenario. Mm. Okay. Young James goes up to the vending machine.
Yeah. Oh,
this is my story as I hear it.
Right.
Which is still on the fritz.
Yeah.
And he pokes it in. He's after a Kit Kat. Is it, I believe?
Yes, that's my little treat at the end.
It's a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
So he pushes the button.
Yep.
He puts his money in, he pushes the button,
yeah.
And because it's on the fritz, not one, but two Kit Kats come out and are lying in the train.
That's amazing.
So, you know what he does?
What?
In a moral panic, he takes one and leaves the other in the train.
The actual F.
What is wrong with you?
That's un-Australian.
What were you thinking? Walk me through your thought process.
Idiot. I've had 24 years of a Catholic upbringing. There's a lot of guilt that's pent up inside of me.
It's a free friggin' Kit Kat.
Yeah.
It's in the bottom of the tray
it's
in
come
the
out.
Vending machine.
I will admit, so I am aware this is actually a problem that this vending machine has every now and again.
It's not the first.
No. And I did avail myself last year. Every now and again, when it did go on the fritz, I'd go, all right, good stuff. Here we go. And I saw that second one fall this year and I went, new year, new me. No.
No, you're an idiot. Okay, just can I ask, when it happened previously, what was it that tempted you to take both?
Weakness and an empty belly.
Picnic was it a picnic bar? No, which bar was it? Tell me what it was.
Okay, it's always either the Morro or the Kit Kat.
All right.
The Chiquito. I'll do the Chiquito as well sometimes.
I had no idea there was a
Morro. No one eats Morro. You leave those in your favourite
box. That Morro would have been there since 1969, yeah. I reckon.
I tell you what, if there's a Kit Kat hanging out half off the hook, you think, I'll shake this and get it out.
Yeah, but if you, it's like, if you... I don't understand what goes on in your head or why that becomes a...
I decided I'd go check in the next day because I did sort of have a change of heart.
Oh, what, to see if it's still there?
And it would appear that the conscience of the rest of this building is corrupt and it was gone.
They've done the right thing.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking to a man, Dave, who, remember, stole the charity chocolates.
No, they stole the money from the charity chocolates. No, Dave. Because Will Anderson chipped in an extra 20. He said, oh, there you go, mate. That'd be great for the kids at the footy club. And I thought, well, I had to get some lunch from downstairs. I was going to reimburse the till, but I just used the cash that was in the chocolates.
Okay, out of my sight, young man. I'm going to take him to the vending machine.
That's it.
Give me a can of Red Bull, hopefully two.
Lenny Kravitz, son of Gladys? Haven't checked. That's called Fly Away. White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, we heard as well. Thanks for tuning in to Malloy on Triple M. It's the rostered week off. Will Anderson coming up real soon. And we'll be taking your calls on what would you wear to your open casket. You want to stick around for that. But we're talking about this Kit Kat conundrum that's going on. Here's James.
James had a moral quandary. Am I right, James?
Yep.
So you went to the vending machine, you put your money in. What happened?
I ordered my Kit Kat and I got two Kit Kats instead of the one that I ordered. I left the one that I didn't order behind in the little reception.
Who does that?
And why'd you do that?
Because of 24 years of Catholic guilt. I told my mum, it was like, your grandfather, who is dead, would be proud of you. So,
if I was your grandfather, I'd come back and haunt you. I would turn on you so quickly. I don't get it. I don't understand what you're trying to achieve. And in the end, you achieved nothing because what happened? The second
I returned the next day and the second Kit Kat has been taken from the receptacle.
And we thought, we're not standing for that. Mm. We need to get to the bottom of that. And so, Roshana.
Yeah, our office manager.
Our office manager who's joined us. Hi, Roshana.
Hi there.
You came in the other day and we said, we want to get to the bottom of this. Can we get the CCTV footage?
Yeah.
And you went, yep, I'll get the footage.
Done.
We'll work out who
it is. Stand by. We'll find out who it is.
I was a bit nervous about that because that footage would have shown me making about 12 visits that day.
Mainly Red Bull.
I really overuse it. I think out of everyone in this station, I possibly...
You are. You're a high user.
I'm like a VIP, a high roller.
Right.
I'm a high roller at the vending machine.
Exactly.
So anyway, and Roshana, you agreed that we would get the tape, we would look at the tape, and then it would all unfold.
We'll find out who it is.
Who was it? Tell us what happened when you looked at the tape.
So we had a slight malfunction.
Oh.
One of the cameras in that exact position, by chance, isn't working.
Oh, this is like the Great Bookie Robbery.
At that time,
They're like the Great Bookie Robbery. They've mixed it.
Sprayed it with paint or something so you can't see.
Roshana, and look, hear me out. This is looking a bit curious.
Mm.
Either it's an incredible coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. The cameras were turned off.
The cameras were turned off.
In front of the vending machine.
Or the cameras revealed the culprit who was possibly close to you.
Yeah.
Or Roshana. In fact...
And I'm just not revealing.
Or in fact you.
Look.
I'm in the jury and I'm looking at this and this is stinking to high hell.
Yeah.
You're the only one who had access to the footage. The footage has mysteriously disappeared. Have you had access to a Kit Kat at all this week?
Look.
Okay, let's get in our first witness. Matty-O, get in here.
All right, Matt O'Gorman, he's on about DJs
rubbish.
As well. And
you're
Matt,
joking.
Matt is also a drummer for British India. He's a friend of this show.
Good DJ.
He's a
good company man.
Love
it's always a pleasure seeing you around.
Nicest guy in the building.
Talk us through what you saw that day.
I went to the vending machine at the time of the incident.
Just after James ran off in hysterics, in a hysterical manner because of sex.
And I was surprised to see a Kit Kat at the bottom of the vending machine.
Oh, my God. So sitting there.
I went to the vending machine also to get a Kit Kat.
Right.
So it was you.
So it was me.
Oh,
I was the culprit.
You ate the Kit Kat?
Ha.
What I did with the second Kit Kat was, Ro, we were talking earlier during the day, and you were like, oh, I've got so much on. I'm so busy. I'm really, really flustered. So what I did was, oh, there's a Kit Kat there. I grabbed it and went up to Ro and gave it to her as a gift because she was so flat out.
Oh, that's so nice. So you ate the proceeds of crime. is that what you're saying?
Roshana.
Actually, I am on a goddamn diet. I did not eat that Kit Kat. It is in my drawer.
Okay, it's still there.
Can I say this? I'll be needing that as evidence. If we got to the bottom of it. We've uncovered it. So you took the Kit Kat. You, knowingly or not, you have pocketed, stroke trousered, or drawed the second Kit Kat.
I'm offended because you don't remember this gesture of goodwill.
Because you didn't take it.
I do now.
Could be proceeds, yeah.
Because you didn't keep it for yourself, but you knowingly, I mean, you should have gone to, just whoop that thing. Look at all the trouble you caused, James. I hope you're happy.
Personally, I think you're a idiot.
You're blistering idiot!
What are you doing?
Idiot!
Most definitely inept people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
I'll tell you who's an idiot.
Who you got?
Oh, well, have a listen to this. The ex-boyfriend of dating guru Nadia Essex.
What's happened?
So Nadia Essex is a relationship expert on a British reality show called Celebs Go Dating. And she shared her astonishing story on TikTok in response to a video trend that sees users sharing the moment they knew their relationship was over.
Right.
So it's kind of how'd you find your how'd you work out your
what
partner's cheating?
Yeah.
You busted
your
partner. When my ex-boyfriend came home after a night out with the boys, I thought, let me make him some breakfast. But once she got out of bed to make her other half something else, she received an alert on her fitness tracker that changed everything. I got a notification on my Fitbit, the Fitbit we had synced together, that between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday morning, he had burned over 500 calories.
Men are idiots.
What time? 2 in the morning.
2 and 3 in the morning.
Busted.
All of a sudden, he's gone from nothing to burning 500.
That's quite the workout.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't think I could burn that in a year.
It wouldn't. You did 43 steps in one day.
I did that. I burned 500 calories the other day. No, it wasn't with anyone. Just on my own. Hey, my fitness regime.
9 at 9.
Women are good at that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I told you, I know a guy who got busted.
Mm.
He came home and his tie was 2 inches shorter than it was when he left in the morning.
Oh, my God.
She said, hey, honey, how was your day? Good. You been to the gym today?
No.
Then why have you taken your
it's
shirt
above
and tie?
The third button, busted.
And you're cooked.
Oh, imagine.
You are cooked.
Idiot.
I did take, how many steps? 43
steps. 43 steps in one day. How can I often I get up in the morning, I put my Fitbit on, and I think by the time I walk to the kitchen and then get some breakfast and back to the whatever.
Couch, toilet, fridge, couch.
The Bermuda Triangle, I call it. That's 100 steps I've done in my short amount of time. That was a whole day for you. I can't get my head around that.
Well, you're like
steps.
Steve Monteghetti. I'm not buying it. I'm down there. Hey, Sam's on the line. Sam, who's the idiot?
My husband.
Okay, what did he do?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of this. I heard it's happened twice to him. Mm. I heard a yell from the kitchen, "Hon, hon, help!" He was having a relaxing bath.
Okay.
And he has kind of a curvature in his back, and somehow he suction cupped himself to the porcelain bath.
Men are idiots.
Oh,
that's
no.
awesome.
So no. he has nightmares of police and ambulance having to try and get him out. He's 6'3".
Wow.
How did you uncup him, though? How did he sort of get loose?
I had to get cold water and run it down the back.
And
he did it again on our back footpath near our clothesline. He was sunbaking out in the sun and he was sweating in the sun and he actually got stuck on there as well.
Men are idiots.
Got an issue. I think he can do better somehow. So. Hey, Stacey's on the line. Stacey, who's the idiot? Your husband?
It definitely is.
What did he do?
Well, you know, when you turn up to your wedding, your husband is supposed to be there.
He's there. He's waiting.
There.
Yeah, he's good to go.
Yeah.
First in line.
Well,
yeah.
My husband and his brothers decided, even though they left before us, decided that they had time to go to the bolo. So, well, I rocked up to my wedding waiting half an hour for him to arrive.
Men are idiots.
Wait.
As long as he's come with the Bacardi breezes.
What do you mean?
No, he didn't bring me anything.
He didn't bring you anything. He's just got themselves. And you still went through with the wedding.
Oh, I know, I know.
30 minutes?
30 minutes. And what did he say when he got there?
He knew not to come near me. I was too angry.
It's your wedding!
And
we had a cool down period.
I'm gonna suggest no action on the wedding night.
Yeah, that would have been a bit frosty.
Don't even remember, actually. Yeah,
right, you can't remember? All right.
Franz Ferdinand, take me out. Will Anderson, just minutes away. You're listening to Malloy. It's the Rostered Week Off here on Triple M. We are right into this segment, which we do from time to time. It's called Men Are Idiots.
Listen, this guy, Texas man who used a loaner car from a dealership to rob a bank and then buy the vehicle was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison.
Men are idiots.
Wait, so he's gone to a car dealer.
He's gone to a car dealer, loaned a car.
Said, I want to take it for a drive.
Taken it to the bank.
Right.
Robbed the bank to pay for it and took it home.
So the getaway car is the loaner car
idiot. That he was robbing the bank to pay for. You are a jerk. He could be the idiot of the year.
Yeah. Right.
That's not bad. Well, this guy could be too. An Australian man running an orgasm retreat in Bali has cancelled the workshop after the idea caused outrage on the holiday island.
Hmm.
Yeah. Who are we off to, guys? Oh, we're going to the orgasm retreat. Right. Rub and tuck, is it? Or what are we talking about?
What do you mean? The old orgasm retreat. That's a made-up story.
Well, of course it is.
Please.
He's running a 3-day workshop. Really? 3 days? That sounds like hard work. Guys, can we just do this in an orgasm retreat? Mm. Didn't see that in the brochure. You are kidding me. Pete's
impressed.
On the line. Peter, who's the idiot?
Mate, he's a good bloke. He's my best mate. I used to have a small fishing boat, upgraded, got a bit bigger boat. Mm. We went up to the dam, we're fishing. He's standing up on the front platform having a cast. He's decided to sit down on the bow of the boat, but he didn't notice the bollard on there.
Oh.
So it sits up about 3 feet high and about an inch half round.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, that's exactly where it went.
Oh.
Men are idiots.
And it took me about 20 minutes to get him off it.
Geez, he's done a job of himself then, hasn't he?
Off the bollard.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
we don't need graphic details. We kind of, our imagination can wander with that.
Too graphic. Doc, it was a million to one shot. Doc, honestly, I just sat on it.
That's right.
You're not going to believe it. Next thing you know. But that guy, we should give that guy his own fishing show.
Actually, I wouldn't mind watching that.
Never mind.
Get him on with ET. Yeah.
Sean's on the line. Sean, we were talking about getting caught out by your partner. And this happened to you or your cousin?
No, it was my cousin. He unfortunately had a missus that he wasn't too keen on anymore. So he instead of going to work one night, he went off to the new partner's place, and when he ordered some Uber Eats for him and his new prospective girlfriend, unfortunately the Uber Eats notification was sent to his previous girlfriend's phone.
Yeah.
And when he got home the next morning, he was confronted and had to fall on his sword, didn't he?
That's what Uber Eats are marketing as their last supper.
Order now.
I hope you enjoyed your last meal. That's all you're getting. Josh is on the line. Josh.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, who's the idiot?
His stepdad.
What did he do?
He was having a bit of trouble with his plumbing, his back door, piles.
Okay.
Went to the bathroom, didn't put the light on, didn't put his glasses on, reached for the Rectinol and brought out the DP.
Okay.
Men are idiots.
Wow. Give us some warning. We're a little heads up there, Josh. Straight into it.
The funniest part was watching him try and cool it off with his hand.
Fade you down, mate.
Hey,
because we're broadcasting
regulations.
No, but something.
It's got a bit. It's got a bit ripe here.
It's got off.
It's got a bit ripe here.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick has a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
You bet. Got some local news coming up. We're going to the regional city of Warrnambool soon, where something happened to a fox that's quite extraordinary. We'll let you know more about that in a moment. What would you wear to your open casket? You won't believe the calls we got for that. And Will Anderson is going to join us right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's Malloy. It's the Rostered. Simple Minds, alive and kicking. Pearl Jam as well with Daughter. You're listening to Malloy on Triple M. This is the Rostered Week Off. Coming up soon. Have a think about it, but what would you wear to your open casket? All right, calls on that in a moment. Will Anderson's here.
I had some friends over with their kids. The kids, there was four boys, like two sets of boys.
Okay,
four boys. I would say ages range from about 5 to 8. So
okay.
that's your span of what's going on in our house, right? Yeah. And we are the cool uncle house.
Ah, good on you.
So the boys all got to play Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, fantastic.
They did. How dare you?
Mostly so I could get them.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I needed them to show me how to play Grand Theft Auto. So I found it really hard to play. And so these kids, and turns out, made them heroes of their school.
Oh, like, you did.
Like, it
you
went, apparently went
uncle.
Around the whole school to the point where they had a policeman come to speak to them at the school, and one of the other kids, I swear this is true, dobbed in the kids for having played Grand Theft Auto to the cops. Like,
and how did they take it? That's a pretty big...
Well, they stabbed him. Snitches for snitches. That's... I told them that's what you got to do. You've got to be dominant in the playground. But I made one of them cry. And by accident, because I don't have kids of my own, I have one setting with kids, which is kind of pretend they're adults.
Yeah,
you know, lots of what's your job, how long you've been married for. You know, kids love all that stuff. Like David Letterman talking to a talented kid on a Tonight Show. That's kind of my patter that I go with the kids.
The spelling bee kids.
Yeah, very much. Good. And I'm like, so you're 6 years old? So how long have you been married for? Are you getting married? Why aren't you married yet? Yeah. Like, and the kids
love
find
it
funny too.
Sure.
It's a good bit. So we're down by the pool and there's some bees around. And one of the kids is really scared of the bees.
Okay.
And I say to him, I say, it's okay. They're all really friendly bees. Only one of the bees is deadly.
Right.
I can't remember which one it is because I think this is funny, right? Like I'm just like doing a little fun bit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've spotted earlier that he's wearing like a swimming costume that is yellow and black. And so I say the only thing that the deadly one will react to is that there's something bigger than him dressed in the same
As long
colors.
As you're not wearing yellow and black,
so
you're going to be
As long
fine.
As you're not wearing yellow and then, this kid just starts crying, like full on panicking, crying. And in front of me, I had to see his dad lean in and say to his son, he said, it's okay. Remember I told you that Will is a comedian. This is one of his jokes.
I love it. That's fantastic. Do you know I got told off the other day because I showed my boys Jackass 3.
We'd done
Jackass 1, Jackass 3, and I had to turn it off when it got to the fight in the bar with dwarves, and I explained to them it wasn't real. And the police dwarves, they turned up to break up the fight. It was a lot of explaining to do to my mother, their mother, and many others on deck. But you've got to learn, as you say, right? And they do love it.
I've just come back from the Malloy office, and I just glanced across to Mick's desk. Doesn't get used much. But just in the 2 weeks he's been away, he's accumulated a bunch of stuff. So you're going to reap the rewards of that. We'll be offloading more stuff from Mick's desk come Monday. All right, up next, we'll be taking your calls on what would you wear to your open cup. Thanks for tuning in to Malloy all around Australia, from Cairns to Perth to Carnarvon to Hobart. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mick's back on Monday. It is Malloy. It's the rostered week off. Now, this is an interesting one. We took a bunch of calls about this.
We're wondering what you'd wear to your own open casket.
Yeah.
No, well, we don't think about this enough because I'm like to look good for big occasions.
Yes.
We all think about it.
And I think it's important to have that discussion with your family, what you want to do when you go
on a pretty woman-style shopping spree. And see, you know, choose the right outfit. Your shoes match your bag.
Write
what are you
down,
doing?
Let your family know what you want to
you'd
do.
You'd have to go smart casual, wouldn't you?
I guess.
Smart casual.
You could suit yourself up. I think
jackets for men. Probably. Is that a must?
That seems to be.
Why don't we check in quickly with a couple of our locals? Jason, what would you wear to your own open casket?
Yeah, I'd be absolutely naked, mate.
Oh, natural.
Yeah, mate. Well, after a few beers, everyone I know seen me naked, so
you're almost good to go.
Always.
And, you know, if rigor mortis set in, wouldn't be a bad thing, would it?
It depends what time it sets in. So.
We like the idea, Jason. Good call. Hey, Groove is on the line. Groove, what are you wearing? Do you own open casket?
I just reckon I'd wear a pair of shorts.
Why?
I'm covered in tattoos. So,
so you want people to see it.
Yeah.
One last look.
At the artwork.
And they can get their own if they want to as
They can get their own. What would you like them to look at? What's your favourite tat?
Probably the one on the front of me that's a good piece.
That'd be good.
Right.
And can people touch them?
Yeah, they can touch them if they like.
Can you muck around with them? Could you fold tab A to meet tab B, like a back of a Mad magazine?
And
like Alfred Newman.
Form your own new tattoo. All right, I like the idea. Steve's on the line. Steve, what would you wear to your own open casket?
Oh, the rather smart casual Hawaiian shirt.
I like it.
Yeah. Hawaiian shirt. That's and the festive. Homemade Okinawa board shorts.
An Okinawa board shorts. Are you wearing thongs at all? Yeah. Are you wearing nothing or just bare feet?
Definitely the thongs.
Yeah, right.
Got to go to the pluggers.
Classy.
You get the idea. This is good fun because people just go the straight up. I'll pop the jacket on, put the suit on.
Yeah, that's right.
No, let's have it there. I'd go as the Hamburglar.
Hamburglar?
Why not?
What'd you go the Hamburglar for?
Keep your eyes on your fries, everyone.
Come on. Green Day, When I Come Around, The Clash as well. You're listening to Triple M. This is Malloy. Missed any of today's show? What you can do is catch up with the podcast. Yeah, it's simple. That's through the Listen app. Easy way to get it. All right, let's take more of your calls here.
What would you wear to your own open casket? We don't know how this came up. We got carried away with thinking about John
Prince
Laws
Philip
and the golden casket.
Yeah, John Laws, that's it.
But what would you wear? And you've got to give this some thought. We've already had some great calls. Robert's on the line. Robert, what would you wear to your own open casket?
Oh, Robert.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It would definitely have to be a mankini.
Oh, the mankini. Now, I need to ask this. Are you face up or face down?
I'd like to think of myself as being face up.
Right.
All right.
I've got nothing to lose, and it's a good way to start meeting the ladies on the other side.
Straight into it once you get behind the pearly gates.
I like it, Robert. That's not bad.
Good stuff. All right, Penny's on the line. Penny.
Hey, Mick, I'd love to wear my leopard print Peter Alexander PJs.
Oh,
nice.
Now, see, that's
I want to be
lovely.
Walking through those pearly gates in comfort.
You would
I get
look
it.
Great. And you got anything on your feet? Have you got little Uggies on or something?
Yeah, no, I've got the little matching leopard print songs. I've got for Christmas off my husband as well. So, already
have you got
go.
A little blankie in your coffin or what are you doing here?
No, just a Peter Alexander.
I like it.
She sounds very Carol Baskin.
Penny.
No.
Bit obsessed.
No, Carol Baskin.
Yellow card, Dave. Good on you, Penny.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Chris is on the line. Chris, what are you wearing to your open casket?
Hey, Chris.
What I'd wear would be a pair of double pluggers, a pair of stubby shorts, and my Life Be In It t-shirt.
Oh, you've got the old Life Be In It t-shirt with Norm.
Yeah.
1982 Life Be In It t-shirt.
1982. If you have one of those, you're probably just about ready to go. You've been around a while, Jason. What are you wearing to your open casket?
G'day, Mick. It's funny you said the Hamburglar before because I'd be a go as Ronald McDonald, and then I would like you guys to bust in through the door that's a Hamburglar.
I'd bust in the door. as a Hamburglar. All right. But, well, maybe we could be a pallbearer.
Yeah, Nick could be Grimace.
He could be six Hamburglars carrying the coffin.
And then you have a spring on me, so someone hits a button, I pop up as you run in.
Here's one for you. What about B1 or B2?
Oh, yeah.
And you can be you're in the banana suit, yeah, but you're slightly bruised.
Mum and Dad, to go with that.
There you go.
Can I just say, thanks, Jason. I said, this is a sketch when we were doing the Late Show.
Yeah.
We had a scene set in a morgue, and I rang up the ABC Children's Department and asked if I could use the B1 and B2 in a sketch. And they said, what do you want? And I said, well, we're shooting a morgue, and in the background, I want a drawer coming out with B1 on it and B2 identifying it. And the phone just went click.
They weren't impressed.
I wouldn't have thought so. Hey, right. Phil, you've got a mate who was buried in something. What was it?
Phil.
Yes, Mickey. He got buried in jocks in a white VB singlet.
Right. I think I know where he's going. Downstairs. I love these. I can just keep rolling through these. Thomas, what are you getting buried in, mate?
My Levi's and a flannelette shirt to be comfortable.
Levi's, R.M. Williams, and a flanny.
Oh, yeah. Like an unofficial uniform.
Flanny. I don't know where you're going, but you're going to be knee-deep in the ladies, Thomas. Brenda's on the line. Hey. Brenda, calling from Moffs Harbour.
Oh, I love it.
What are you wearing in your open casket?
I'd be wearing jeans, and I'd be wearing my AC/DC Highway to Hell t-shirt.
Oh, yes! And could you, if you could organise some headbanging... So if you could arrange it so your head just moved up and down as AC/DC played, that would be good. Ben's on the line. Ben, what are you wearing?
G'day, Ben.
Nothing but an Akubra hat.
Akubra.
Just an Akubra.
That's it.
Oh, I love it. There you go. And have you got it on your head or covering up your private parts?
Yeah, where does it sit?
Just the Akubra off, place it on your head and say, evening.
Okay, I think we're done with it. The Ataris do Don Henley's Boys of Summer. There it is, right here on Triple M. This is Malloy. It's the Rostered Week Off mixed back on Monday, live in studio. Lots to catch up on too. Lots of local news to catch back up on as well. It's one of our favourite segments where we check in with what's been happening in your neck of the woods.
An article from The Standard in Warrnambool.
Oh, yeah, okay.
One of my favourite places, by the way, Warrnambool.
Beautiful.
If you ever want to go have a great weekend, long weekend, the Warrnambool Cup.
Yeah,
you go down there for about 2 days racing. You take the sticks with you. You play Port Ferry Golf Club. Mm-hmm. You play Warrnambool, Royal Warrnambool, and you take about 80 of your mates.
Yeah, then nick up the
you start
12
at the Warrnambool
apostles.
Hotel. Big hello to Steve Philpot, killer. Oh, good publican.
Really?
Yeah, one of the old schools. Stands in the corner.
We used to go to Lady Bay Hotel years ago down in Warrnambool. Don't know whether it's still
there. Yeah, is that doesn't sound like a local haunt.
It's okay. It's a great.
Anyway, it's top shelf. Well, I don't know how this happened.
What's happened?
But this is big news in Warrnambool.
Yeah.
It was like a scene out of Looney Tunes' Roadrunner and Coyote cartoon when line marking went in on roadworks in North Warrnambool this week.
What happened?
A fox had become roadkill on the Wangoom Road sometime earlier last week. But when the line markings were put on, the white line went right over the top of it. It was, quotes Phil Emony, it was very lazy not to scrape the fox off the road.
On.
And there's a picture. Look,
there's
the road marking. Here's it goes over the top of the fox.
There's a squished fox with the white line through the middle.
Page Warrnambool Standard.
Oh, well played.
That is not on.
No.
I don't care, you council workers out. Whoever's department.
There's got to be someone responsible
for
roadkill.
Move the fox.
Get the shovel and
the
just
fox,
flick it over.
It's disrespectful to the fox. Eventually, when someone does pick up the fox, well, it's going to not be a complete white line.
Like a skunk. It's going to be white strips through
it's like a skunk with no.
Pepe Le Pew of Warrnambool.
Don't bring up Pepe Le Pew. He's
cancel culture.
Way out of favour.
That's garbage. When I grow up, it's Malloy. Done for the day. Big show tomorrow, too, because Andy Lee will be swinging by. Superstar of the game. Gone Wild being Thursday. And a big story to come out of Gympie as well. You don't want to miss that. Tomorrow, Malloy, Triple M.